You know, we haven't even talked about the Hawala, which is a parallel banking system that operates without records at all.
Well, tell me about that.
Hawala?
Yeah.
That is an invention. It was either invented by the Knights of the Crusades or by the Arabs. They're fighting over the thing. They're trying to discover who's the one. But it's a money transfer without money moving. It's like, it's very interesting. Do we have time to go into it?
Yeah. I'm dying to know about it.
Well, Hawala, H-A-W-A-L-A,
yeah,
is a parallel form of moving money. It works like this. I have a brother in Moscow. I live in Montreal, right?
Right.
And both I and my brother are wealthy people, respected in the community. Somebody comes to me in Montreal and says, Robert, I'd like to go to Moscow, and I need $10,000 there. Will you tell your brother to give me $10,000, please? And here's my $10,000. So he gives me $10,000, and I tell my brother to give him $10,000 over there, if you understand what I mean.
Yes.
So everybody's happy. I have $10,000, which I owe my brother. And the guy who goes to Moscow is happy because he gets the $10,000 from my brother there. But we have to settle, my brother and I, right?
Right.
But we don't settle right away because we know that one of these days somebody will go to him and say, here is $8,000, and please, I'm going to Montreal. So tell your brother, Robert, that to give me $8,000 over there. So the only thing that the two of them have to settle is the difference, right? The $2,000.
Right.
You follow me?
I'm trying to.
Well,
yep.
This is done. This is a Hawala operation. And the Hawala operation is huge. Hawalas do about $100 million a year, $100 billion, B for B, $100 billion a year, out of which about $10 billion is done through the United States of America. Totally untraceable, totally impenetrable, because it is principally by people of Pakistani and Far Eastern origin. There are 7 million Pakistanis living offshore, in other words, not in Pakistan, right?
Right.
And they send money back and forth through the Hawalas all the time. Interesting question, you know? The guy, the Pakistani dishwasher in Washington, right, who goes to the Hawala every week and he sends $100 to his family, right?
Right.
That goes into, I don't know, in Peshawar somewhere to the family, we presume, but we don't know whether it goes to Peshawar for the family or for a training camp for terrorists.
Right.
Yeah, what do you think?
A lot of this stuff here, now that you describe it, this was happening a lot here where I live in Minnesota, and it was happening a lot here with the Somalis.
Right? The Somalis do it big time.
Yeah. And that this was the FBI started watching this after 9/11. They made this system illegal because of what you just said. They would go and they would say, in some limited cases, not all Somalis by any means, but some Somalis would say, I want this $1,000 to go to my cousin. Muhammad. And but cousin Muhammad was a code word for Al Qaeda. And so
for example.
And so there was no cousin Muhammad on the other end. It was all everybody knew what that code meant, and that was going to go right to they were cracking down on that left and right here in the Twin Cities because even after they made it illegal, the system was still being used.
But you know, it goes the other way too. There's money coming over from Pakistan to here that goes into the so-called madrasas, which are the religious schools attached to the mosques.
Sure.
Right. And we don't know what that is being used for.
That's true. And
we haven't touched on that, you and I, because, you know, a Hawala transaction in India, which is a country of interest, ranged between $13 and $15 billion annually.
How about that?
Off the books. The total Hawala-based stuff is about $100 billion a year. And out of that, about $10 billion is being done or affects the United States of America.